Prabhupada's devotees are anxious to see Krishna or God. God cannot be seen or known by our present material. The process of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then become uncontaminated in the possible impact of Bhakti Rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in Bhakti Rasa life, and any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental Bhakti Rasa stage of life can be relished perpetually. When one is thus engaged in devotional service, all varieties of rasas or mellows turn into eternity. In the beginning, one is trained according to the principles of regulation under the guidance of the Acharya spiritual master, and gradually, when one is elevated, devotional service becomes automatic and spontaneous eagerness to serve Krishna. There are 12 kinds of rasas, as will be explained in this book, and by renovating our relationship with Krishna in 5 primary rasas, we can live eternally in full knowledge and bliss.
So, there are 3 kinds of devotional stages. Kanishtha Dikar, lower stage, and Madhyama Dikar, middle stage, and Uttama Dikar. So, the Kanishtha Dikar means Achyayama Vangharai Japjan Suddhyahati Natat Bhakti Suchyannesu Sabhakta Prakita Smita. In the lower stage, the devotee is engaged in deity worship. It is not that deity worship is lower than meditation. We don't mean that. Deity worship is the beginning of devotional service, as it will be mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how to approach the deity, how to clean the floor, how to change the dress, flower, how to make aratri, everything in detail. So, in the beginning, certainly, one who is not advanced, he cannot see Krishna properly. Krishna, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna is not alone. Just like if we speak of king, the king is coming. It does not mean the king is coming alone. The king is coming, his ministers, his secretaries, his military commanders, his queens, his servants, so many other servitors of the king, they are also coming. Similarly, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna does not mean alone Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Krishna is the root of all emanations. Krishna's energies, Krishna's expansion, Krishna's different types of energies, Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He has all multi-energies out of which the acharyas have taken 3 principal energies, the external energy, the internal energy, the marginal energy. Krishna's incarnation expansion altogether means Krishna. So, the Kanishtha Adhikari in the lower stage, he thinks that he is worshipping the deity very nicely. He has realized Krishna. No. Natad bhaktesu chanesu sa bhakta pratita smita. We have to make further advancement. That Krishna does not mean alone. Especially Krishna's devotees. They are always with Krishna. Therefore, when we can recognize a devotee of Krishna and offer him the respect as devotee of Krishna, that is further advancement. In the Madhyamadhikara, or in further advancement of devotional service, one can see four categories. Ishvara tadadineshu balisheshu disastu prema maitri kripa pekha sabhakta madhama. When we are further advanced, we do not see only Krishna, but we see his devotees also. We can recognize, here is a pure devotee of Krishna. But in the lower stage, the devotee is concerned with the deity worship, but he does not take much care of the devotees. But when one is advanced further, he can see Krishna and his devotees. Ishvara tad adhuna. Tad adhuna means devotees. Devotees are always under the service of Krishna. So anyone who is giving service to Krishna, we should take care of them also. We should offer our respect, and you'll find in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, it is stated somewhere that if a devotee is coming, then another devotee who is engaged in worship of the deity may stop deity worship for the time being, and should go immediately to receive the devotee. So, Krishna also says, Mad Bhakta Puja Adhika. Krishna is satisfied more when a devotee worships his devotee. Krishna says, if one is worshipping me and one is worshipping my devotee, then the person who is worshipping the devotee is more important than the person who is worshipping Krishna. Therefore, in the Gurvastra by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is said that Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasada, jasya aprasadad nagati kutopi. The best devotee is the spiritual master. Unless one is devotee, pure devotee, how you can be spiritual master? Spiritual master means representative of God. So, who can become representative of God unless he is 24 hours engaged in the service of God, Krishna? How he can be spiritual master? This is also explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sakshad haritena samasta shastri. The spiritual master is described as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the spiritual master is representative of Krishna because he is most confidential servant of Krishna. Kintu prabhu ja priya ivatas jasapra sakshad haritena samastra sastrai ruktas tatham habvata iva sadhi. The spiritual master is worshipped as good as the Supreme Person, Sakshad Haritena. This is not artificial, but in all the Shastras, this is recommended. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastrai Ruktas Tatha Bhavataiva Sadhi. Those who are learned devotees, advanced devotees, they also accept this, that spiritual master should be treated as good as Hari, the Supreme Person. Why? But the spiritual master does not think himself as Hari, although he is offered the respect of Hari. He thinks himself as humble servant of Hari and all others. A spiritual master takes his devotees, disciples, as his spiritual master. That is a position. He thinks that Krishna has sent me so many spiritual masters. He does not think himself as spiritual master. He thinks himself their servant, because they are to be trained. Krishna has appointed him to train them. Therefore, he thinks himself as the servant of the disciples. This is the position. So, when one is advanced, he can see the importance of devotees. Advanced devotee never disobey or disrespect another devotee. Disrespect to another devotee is a great offense. Vaishnava aparadha. Vaishnava aparadha is very serious offense. Therefore we teach to address amongst the devotees Prabhu, Prabhu, such and such Prabhu. This should not be simply spoken by the lip, it should be realized. Everyone should think other devotee as his Prabhu, Master. Not he should try to become Master. Tinadupi sunichena, karorupi sahishnuna, omanina manadena. Manodena, we should be always ready to offer respect to all, not only devotees, but everyone. Everyone. Because every living entity is originally a devotee of Krishna. But circumstantially, being covered by the coat of Maya, he is playing like demon. But his original nature is a devotee of Krishna. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Everyone is eternally servant of Krishna. But being influenced by Maya, when he gets this body given by Maya, Prakitektiyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarvasa. When he is conducted by the three gunas of Maya, he thinks himself otherwise. He thinks himself independent of Krishna. But actually nobody is independent of Krishna. have given this example that the prisoners, the criminals in the jail, they go to jail thinking themselves to be independent of the state laws, outlaws. A criminal thinks, I don't care for the state laws. But after all, for his activities, criminal activities, he is put into the jail. So, at that time, he is forced to obey the state laws. Outside the state laws, he disobeyed. But within the prison, he is forced by punishment. Similarly, those who are defying the authority of the Supreme Lord, they are all criminals and they are being punished by Durga Devi. Chayiva-jasya-bhuvanani-vibhavati-durga. So, nobody is independent of the laws of Krishna. Everyone is under the obligation of the laws of the Krishna. But one is voluntarily accepting and one is physically rejecting. Rejecting means to be under the control of Maya, and voluntarily accepting the service of the Lord means to be under the protection of spiritual energy. Daivi Prakriti Mastrita. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatmanastu Mang Pratha Daivi Prakriti Mastrita. Those who are Mahatma, they are under the protection of the spiritual energy. And those who are not Mahatmas, Duratmas, they are under the protection of the material energy. And the living entity is called marginal energy because he has to remain under the control or under the supervision of one of these two energies, material energy and spiritual energy. And he can select whether to remain under the control of material energy or under the control of spiritual energy. Therefore, he is called marginal. The living entity's position is marginal, in between the two energies. So he can select. So, Krishna therefore comes to Kanwar that you are working under material energy. Prakite kriyamanani junai karmani sarvata ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Those who are under the material energy, they are pulled by the ear of the person by the material energy. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurhani mayaya. Jantra rurhani. This body is a jantra, is a automobile, mechanical car. Just like you are placed on the motor car and the driver moves us in different places. Similarly, according to our karma, we are given a certain type of body. Cat body, dog body, human body, this body, that body, 8,400,000 species. So we are moving. Brahman sarvabhutani, jantra rurhani maya. So actually we are under the control of the material nature. But ahankara vimura atma, those who are fools and dusters, they are thinking, I am independent, I am God, I don't care for God, these are the sorry. So, this is called Motichanda, madness. The Vaishnav Kavi says therefore, Pisachi Paile Jano Motichanna Hoy. Mayagrasta Jiver Sai Dasa Upaja. Just like when a man is ghostly haunted. In Bengal it is called Bhute Pawa. And he speaks nonsense. Even his father is before him. He wants to attack his father without any respect. Madman, crazy. So anyone under this protection of the material energy, more or less crazy. More or less. It is not only our work, it is scientifically true. I know there was one case, a man was condemned to death, and his pleader presented that this man was in insanity condition. Therefore, he committed this act. He may be excused. So, a civil surgeon was invited to examine him whether actually he was insanity condition. The civil surgeon gave evidence that so far he had treated so many patients, he saw everyone is more or less crazy. Under the circumstances, if this man is crazy, that depends on your judgment what to do. But in my opinion, every man is a crazy man. So this is a fact. This is a fact. Anyone who is under the control of the material energy, he is a crazy man. He's thinking, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm so and so on, so many things. But he is nothing. All of this. These are all creation of Maya. Just like if I am sitting on a certain type of motor car, does it mean I am that motor car? If I am, suppose, I am sitting on a Rolls Royce motor car. If I say I am Rolls Royce, is that my identification? No. Actually. And this is a fact. If a man is driving a very nice car, and in his phone there is a thela wala, I have seen it. The driver says, "Hey thela," as if that man has become thela, and he has become moto. So, actually, this is a fact. Pisachi paile jano motichanna. Neither is thela, nor is motor car. He is living entity, pure living entity. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When actually he is self-realized, that I am the not American, not Indian, not Hindu, not Muslim, not man, not woman. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. At that time, he does not lament. Na sochati na kaanchati. We are fighting with one another, lamenting and hankering. Due to this misidentification of the self with this body. Jashyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhavamayjadi. Jatitha buddhi shalile nakarhiti. Saiva Gokhara. Sri Bhagavad says that any person who is misidentifying himself with this body, kunapeti dhatuke jasva atma buddhi, this body is made of three dhatus, kapha pitta vayu. And if we identify that I am kapha pitta vayu, then certainly he is a Gokhara. Is nothing more than a cow and an ass. So, bhakti, devotional service begins when one is actually self-realized. Before that, sabhakta prakita smitaha. Anyone who has got the identification of this body, he is engaged in deity worship, but he does not actually realize his self. He does not know who is a devotee, and he does not know his duty to other persons. He remains a prakita bhakta. Prakita bhakta means he is situated on the material platform, but under the direction of spiritual master, under the direction of the shastras, he is trying to improve his condition of material existence. That is called prakita bhakta. Sabhakta prakita smita. So, we should not remain perpetually a prakita bhakta. We must improve. Madhyam bhakta. Madhyam bhakta means he knows what is God, what is Krishna. He knows what is Krishna's devotee. He knows the people in general. And he knows the atheistic person. Four categories of persons manifest before him. It is not that they artificially, if we say, that in my view, everyone is the same. That is, of course, first stage, Pandita Samadarshana. But we should not imitate that stage. Because we are in the neophyte stage, we should not imitate the vision of Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat does not see anyone non-devotee. He sees everyone better devotee than himself. Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Purisher kit haite muise loghist. Jagai madhai haite muise papist. So, he is not pretending. Actually, a Mahabhagavat thinks like that. Say, I am the rest. But he is the highest. One who thinks like that, humble. Tinadapi sunitena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manade. He wants to give respect to everyone, but he doesn't expect any respect for himself. That is Mahabhagavata. And if one wants respect for him, that means he is still in Kanishtadikari. Mahabhagavat is ready to give respect to even to the end. And for himself, he doesn't want any respect. That is Mahabhagavat. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Tinadupi sune chena, karorapi sahishnuna, omanina. For himself, he doesn't require any respect. Manadena. But he is ready to give respect to everyone, even to the ant. That is Mahabharata. So, generally, we are in the lower stage of devotional service. Just like, generally, people come to offer respect to the deities in the temple, but one does not know how to give respect to the devotees, how to help others to become devotees. They are in the lower stage. A devotee should not only give respect to the devotees, but he should try to make others a devotee. That means preaching. Preaching. The preaching, what is the meaning of this preaching? People are engaged in material activities and the preacher should approach them that you are spoiling your time, my dear sir, you become devotee of Krishna. This is preaching. You are simply spoiling, you have got this human form of life, but you are utilizing like animals, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. You may be very great political leader, but your engagement is like animal. That is a fact. What these politicians do? They make arrangements for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Yes, sir. They promise that I shall give you nice eating. You give me both. I make me minister of food. I shall give you enough food. Or so many things they falsely promise or rightly promise, they know. So, actually, a minister or minister's father cannot give you food. The food is supplied by Krishna. Eka bhunam vidudhati kama. So, anyway, Kanishadhikari is just learning how to become devotee, and he is, by regulative principles, engaged in deity worship, and gradually he is raised to the platform of Madhyamadhikari. And Madhyamadhikari means he knows what is the position of God, Krishna, what is the position of devotee, what is the position of people in general, and what is the position of an atheist. Atheist there are. So, Ishvara Tadodhin are the devotees, Ishvara Tadodhina Balisa. Balisa means innocent person. And Ishvara Tadodhina Balisa. Dishat means envious. There are many persons you have experienced. As soon as they hear something about God, they become immediately irritated. That is called disaster, demon. So, a Madhyamadhikari devotee can see these four kinds of persons. The Supreme Personality of God is Krishna, his devotees, and innocent persons, and the atheist class demons. So, he treats all these four classes. He tries to love God. He sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, his business with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is how to increase his love for the Supreme Personality. That is one business of the Madhyamadhikari. And how to make friendship with the devotees. Loving God, Krishna, and making friendship with the devotees. With devotees. Not to become envious of the devotee, but to make friends. If the devotee is Uttamadhikari, he should take lessons from him. If he is equal, then he should make friends with him. And if he is lower, he should try to help him to become higher devotee. This is the business of devotee. Ishvara tadadhineshu balisheshu disastu. Ishvara, to love Krishna. How to increase? Jato bhakti adho khaj. Simply to increase. How I can better, enhance better service to Krishna. This is one business. The another business is to make friendship. Anyone who is devotee, to make friendship with him. And other balisheshu, those who are innocent, those who are not offender, but innocent person, just like child, simple, they should preach amongst them Krishna consciousness, because they are innocent. And those who are dishonest, demons, simply against God, they should avoid them. Avoid them. Don't go there for preaching. Neither to love them. Of course, everyone should be loved, but according to the time and circumstances. So, for a preacher who is trying to do good to the innocent person, one who does not know how to love God, what is God, a preacher's business is to teach him, and not to waste his time with the demons, one who is not interested in the matter of God. But when you are raised to the first platform of devotional service, then there is no more distance. No more friend, no more distance. Everyone, a Mahabhagavat says, everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord, except myself. That is Mahabhagavat vision. But we should not imitate that. Just as I was giving the example of Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami, he is speaking that Jagai Madhai Haite Muise Papishta, Purise Kit Haite Muise Logishta. He is not imitating, or he is speaking first. He feels like that. A Mahabhagavat feels like that I am the lowest. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Amara jivan sada pape rata nahi ko punnera les. He says like that my life is always engaged in sinful activities. I am not a trace of pious activity. Amara jivan sada pape rata nahi ko punnera les. I have given so much respect to all other living entities. He is representing common man, but he is feeling like that. It is not that artificially speaking. He is feeling like that. That's why Radharani, she thinks always herself as the lowest of the devotees. She thinks always. She sees always that the gopis, other gopis, they are better qualified to serve Krishna. And she is not qualified, so much qualified. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you will find the devotees approach Radharani, Jayaradhi. Because if Radharani advocates for him to Krishna, it is very easily accepted. And Radharani says, if Radharani is pleased, then he represents the devotee's case, that here is a devotee, he is better than me, kindly accept his service. Krishna. The Krishna cannot deny. So, Mahabhava, Radharani is Mahabhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displays that Mahabhava. That Mahabhava is not possible for ordinary man. It is especially prerogative of Srimati Radharani, and who played the part of Radharani, although he is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahabhava the expressive that is not to be imitated by us, but to be aware of this fact that how Mahabhava they treat with Krishna. So generally advancement, especially those who are preachers, they should remain on the second platform. Even a Mahabhagavat, when he becomes preacher, he comes down to the second platform. He does not remain on the topmost platform. He plays the part of second platform. Sometimes it is stated in the Bible, I think, that Jesus Christ said that I had many things to say, but I am not saying. Is it not? Yes. So actually, the Mahabhagavat, he has many things to say, but because he is a preacher, he does not say everything to the neophyte devotees, because they are not competent to accept that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best example is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but he is playing the part of Mahabhagavat. He never discussed Krishna's Rasleela public. Never discussed. You won't find any time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing Rasleela public. No. Never. He simply dealt with ordinary person by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and whenever there are scholars, there were philosophers, just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. He talks with some philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, and when there was high class devotee like Ramananda Das, he discusses about Krishna's Leela. You'll find this. Not that with everyone he discusses Krishna's Leela. No. Neither he discusses philosophy with everyone. But for the general public, so long he remained at Jagannath Puri, every evening he was simply organizing great Sankirtan party. And for 4 hours at least, he was going on Sankirtan and 4 parties. He had studied this thing from Chaitanya Charitamrita or teachings of Lord Chaitanya. From the dealings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because although he is Krishna himself, he is playing the part of Acharya, he is playing the part of devotee. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sino. Bhaktyakhang Bhaktavataram Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Pantatattatmakam Krishna. So, we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, and gradually let us learn what is devotional service, how to execute it. Everything is very nicely explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which we have presented here with as the nectar of devotion, the complete science for the Bhakti Yoga. So, first of all, we should take advantage of these granthas and then gradually make progress. Narottamdas Thakur therefore say that Tabe hama bujhavasi jugalapi. Vuporagunatho pade haive asuti. Tabe hama bujhavasi jugalapi. Without understanding Vuporagunat or without going through the literatures given by Vuporagunat, if we jumpingly all of a sudden try to become a devotee of Radha Krishna. Of course, our aim is to become devotee of Radha Krishna. But how to become Radha Krishna? We must study these books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu especially. Thank you very much.